Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Beautiful.
Of course, of course. I got to look out for my mob.
Yeah, beautiful. So you're Noongar, eh?
Yeah, I'm Noongar.
Okay. Our medicine, Frontline Medicines Through a Black Lens, tell us a little bit about that, because that's very interesting, all that sort of stuff. This is the second series. I think I missed the first one. I don't know what happened there, but... tell us a little bit about that, and tell us a bit about your story too, Carla. Like, it's extensive,
sure.
your history there in the fields.
Thank you. Well, our medicine, the first series, first of all, you can watch it on ABC iView if you want to.
Yeah.
The first series is just as incredible as the second series. It follows, like, our Indigenous health professionals across the country in all different fields of work, whether it be like our only Indigenous ophthalmologist, an emergency doctor that is managing emergency, Indigenous cultural healers as well in bush medicine. There's, you know, all of the professions plus bush medicine plus cultural and spiritual healing that comes across through the series. And it's about, like, our mob leading the way and using their own, their Aboriginality, their kinship, their lingo, language, cultural protocols and respect to create better outcomes for our mob that are intersecting with the system, with the health system. Because as we all know, yes, like, there's a lot of, you know, ingrained trauma and ongoing stress with injustice with police, but then also with our hospital system, a lot of our people, you know, they are afraid of that medical clinical system where they often are ignored or their symptoms are downplayed. And it's just shining a light on mob that are doing things the right way and how the whole system can benefit from having our people lead the way with our own people.
Now, that's unreal, because I've got a bit of a, I suppose, health, Aboriginal health background. I was involved with the Aboriginal Health Services back in the 70s, and creation of community-controlled health service in communities, taking control of our own health. And for those reasons of, you know, people wouldn't go to the hospital because of the way they were treated, you know, a lot of racism in those institutions, and people would not go to get treated, and their health was at risk all the time. You know, people would rather die on the streets and go to the hospital and be abused in these places. So they... Yeah, that's the sort of history I knew, and so we've come such a long way since the 70s. And I know that Aboriginal health, you know, our people had an amazing health system, an amazing legal system before colonialism. You know, we're very healthy people, and you know, haven't been able to have that. But it's come a long way, even in the 70s, since the 70s. I suppose it's got a long way to go, and... you know, it's really great to hear that these developments. And then we've got doctors, we've got ophthalmologists, we've got starting to be covered there, yeah.
So. And, I mean, even with this new series, to see two Indigenous brothers roll up in Cairns and, you know, in an ambulance and treating everyone, you know, in their competence, their brilliance, their manner and the way our mob treat people with that respect and love. Like, it's just so beautiful to see.
Yeah, they're paramedics, are they, hospital?
Yeah.
Ambulance drivers and things like that. Is that what they are?
They're paramedics, yes.
Yeah, and so they're just dealing with the general community as well. Or they're just specific for Aboriginal people?
Sorry? It's a little bit hard to hear.
Are they specific for Aboriginal people or for the general community?
No, for the whole community.
Yeah, fantastic. That'd be interesting to see how all that works, how they interact there.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's powerful stuff, you know, to see on TV. It's not stuff that we see all the time because, as we know, the way that we're all portrayed in mainstream media majority of the time, and, you know, to see this kind of stuff being shown, it really is groundbreaking, you know. I mean, it's not groundbreaking for us because we see black excellence and black brilliance every day, but you don't necessarily see it in the media all the time.
So how come you've turned up in this position? Is that your background, health, or is it more
No,
of,
I'm a filmmaker. I'm a storyteller.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've grown up within my community in a small country town in the great southern of Western Australia, in Noongarup. And essentially, I just want to tell stories that matter to my community, and I want to show our kids, you know, if they can see it, they can be it. Also, like a lot of our older mob who never had opportunities, you know, for education or to think about career because they were stuck trying to survive or whatever, or get through whatever they were going through at the time, are suddenly going, oh, I can go and study. You know, we're getting grandparents, great-grandparents now going in and getting PhDs and whatnot. And, you know, like a career in health or in any career, you can jump into any time. It doesn't matter about age, you know, and it might just be the nudge that some mob, like, have been thinking maybe doing some peripheral kind of work with the health system and then go, actually, I would love to be a paramedic, or I would love to be a nurse, you know, a health worker. I'd really like to do that. So, you know, like, for me, I want to be part of, you know, all this positive news and showcasing, like I said, that black brilliance and excellence that we see every day around us. I'm just a storyteller, and I'm lucky that, you know, wherever we go, the mob, they want to share their stories and share their communities and show off, you know, the deadly things that they're doing.
Absolutely. Just mentioning, doesn't matter how old you are to get involved. My mother recently awarded a doctorate in medicine from the Victorian University at the age of 90. She spent her whole life working around Aboriginal health services and things like that. And so it just goes to show you, you know, what can happen.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing, what about, you know, like you mentioned traditional medicine and things like that. How's that faring in the system? Is that being recognised the way it should be?
Slowly, I think, like, particularly we filmed a story with the Aranda mob in Alice Springs or on Aranda country with the Alkilira Centre.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
And they go out to various places all around Alice Springs and they collect bush medicine that they actually take it back to the Alkilira Centre in Alice Springs, process it, and it's actually replaced all the denka rubs in the local hospital.
Right.
Yeah, and they supply it to the hospital. And, you know, some mob that are from communities, they're staying in our larger town systems now, like Alice Springs, like Kununurra, like Broome, like Perth, you know, like Darwin, and they're off country. And they're used to getting bush medicine, but for health reasons or, you know, other reasons within, like, why communities sort of people move out of their communities, they shut down, or infrastructure problems and all that kind of stuff. You know, they're becoming sort of having to stay in the city, in the cities or the bigger towns for health treatment and so forth. And so to have a bit of that country rubbed into their body, knowing that's a plant that they used to see, pick, that their mum or their grandmother used to show them, like, in a clinical system away from home, it's a beautiful thing.
I would love to have all those products available to us. I really believe in Aboriginal medicine. You know, it's stood the test of time, that stuff. And so I would love to have it and wean ourselves off this pharmaceutical businesses that got us control for their drugs. You know, like, we need to have those things available to ourselves. So I think there's an industry there for us to develop and Oh, I'd love to see that. That one you call Dankarap, I reckon that would work all right for all the footballers and all the sports people.
That's right. Well, a lot of people use alternative methods.
Yeah.
Now, these days, a lot of our mob that are playing footy do use, you know, bush medicines.
I think emu oil is one of the best oils going.
Yeah. We grew up using emu oil
for your complexion
too.
Yeah, hey. I think that's great. It's fantastic stuff. And we're going to bring all that back and start looking after our people the way we always did. And I was in pretty good shape before colonialism came around. And, you know, very healthy people. Healthy land, I suppose, helps. Healthy food sources, all those things. So you got a new documentary series called Saltwater Cowboys. What's that about?
Yeah, I'm up here right now, and I've got to shoot off to the shoot very shortly.
Okay.
We're filming with the Tidal Moon crew from Shark Bay. They dive for sea cucumber and they plant seagrass.
Oh, wow.
And you know they're out here trying to run their business in a very remote location with, you know, like a lot of big things up against them. And they've remained committed and they love the passion of the ocean and the diving and all of that. And it's just really fun and exciting to see, you know.
Are they up against the sharks as well? Eh?
Sharks, sea snakes, other people mining in the ocean.
Oh, okay, geez.
Or harvesting. Oh.
So have you ever tried the cucumber? What's that like? Have you tried that?
Yeah, it is. It's a fish, technically a fish, but it is like a little black lump when it's dried up.
Oh, God. Was it tasty? What does it taste like?
Hey?
What does it taste like?
Well, it's not something that I've grown up eating, but it is a delicacy in the Asian market, and they also use it for collagen, which is super exciting for the Tidal Moon guys. So, yeah.
Well, fantastic. And you've done a lot of filming and TV. Mudja, what's that one about?
Mudja's a feature film that I'm writing.
Well, it's not finished yet, that one.
No, it's not finished yet. I'm still developing that. But, you know, like I've done so much factual TV now. I really love drama as well. So I'm just sort of plugging away at moving into that side of things as well. But I do get stuck. I love going into communities and spending time with mob and getting to know everyone, travelling around. It's lovely.
Do you ever make it over to Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. I'm looking at doing my first doco too. I'm trying to make one. I've got no idea.
You should get in contact with the screen agency in Melbourne. They're amazing.
Okay.
There's Indigenous mob that work there. Tell them that you got ideas. You want to be, you know, want them to look out for you for an attachment or like, you know, or not even an attachment, like an initiative. I meant to say,
screen,
where something's coming up about Indigenous stories. Like, get in contact. Ask for the Indigenous lady. Anyone can. And say, hey, I'm interested in, you know, doing something with film.
So what are they called? What's their title?
The Screen Agency, so Screen Victoria.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be definitely checking that out now. Thanks for that, Carla. I want to make one about treaty.
Well, you should. I reckon that would be deadly.
Yeah. Yeah, just to, you know, be careful about what this business is about and how we need to be taken. If we're going to do it, we've got to be in control of what goes on. Anyway,
that's I mean, the thing is, too, with film, it's art, you know, like we've got to make film about things that matter. And I think that would be an amazing topic to do.
Yeah. Well, anything you might want to add? I'm going to be going watching, you know, Garigula? You know, Garigula from up there on the Adani mine? He's been there for about 4 years.
Who? Sorry? It's a bit crackly, this, Lauren.
His name is Garigula. Garigula.
No. Sorry.
He's got a film here tomorrow night at the Nova. We're going to go and see. It's about his story, trying to defend his country from mines and the regular theme. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to go and watching that tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
go check it out.
Yeah, it's a great medium for our mob. We're very visual people. And more films. And documentaries, anything, films, long feature films. We don't get many of them from our mob, but yeah, I love them all. I've got a great history too already there. Anyway, Carl, it's been great to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure.
And all the best. And reach out to the screen agency.
I definitely will. Thanks for that tip. All right, then.
All right. Shout out to everyone listening.
All right, mate. Good
Take
luck
care.
With everything.
See ya.
All right. See
Thank
ya.
You. Bye.
Bye. That's Carla Grant, who's series director for the Frontline Medicines. Frontline Medicine Through a Black Lens. Keep your eyes out for that on NITV or SBS. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.